every product tend to, whether it's by choice of the product or how things work out, you end up having some sort of a match between your product and your demographic, and you try to steer towards a particular demographic, so you do work that's relevant for that particular demographic. Mm-hmm. Clearly, BloxWorld was targeted to a much younger demographic, but we also found that some of the really hardcore users in BloxWorld would create really successful content were, you know, in their 30s. So mm-hmm. it's not like there were just kids there, but far and by way, the demographic histogram, if you will, was skewed way younger than certainly Second Life or Sansar. With Sansar, yes, we're trying to be interesting to a younger demographic than Second Life currently is skewed towards, but that is not to be exclusive in any way of any particular demographic. It's just kind of where our current focus is. I would prefer something that is, again, more similar to the physical world we live in, where you have young, old, and everyone in between sort of sharing a world together, and you can interact with each other in safe ways. Now, there's some subject matter in Second Life that would not be appropriate for a younger audience. And so how do you then protect them from getting access to that content? Not easy to do. So you then have to set some minimum age that unfortunately is higher than you would want it to be. But you got to be safe as well. With Sansar, we're trying to start out with a lower minimum age than Second Life. I believe it's 13 instead of 18, which also means in Sansar we currently have no plans for any type of, you know, more adult content. So these are all trade-offs, and really hard to be everything to everybody. You have to be ultimate. Someday it's really important to be something to somebody, and very few products have actually met the needs of everybody. Even Facebook, with 2 billion users, are not necessarily appealing to all demographics. And BloxWorld has also been an interesting exercise in for us to play in with mobile devices, phones and pads, rather than PCs, and get a sense for what does it mean to create user interfaces where you can create content, share content, and interact on those types of devices. So there's been some good learning experiences there. But in general, there's a thread through everything we do, which is enable and empower people to create content and share it with other people, and then ideally be able to have fascinating social interaction with that content, and also make it possible for people to earn from the work they do.